So we're here at Masjid Hamza in Birmingham today, where Roger Godsiff, the local MP, is campaigning behind me. You can just see him over there. He's obviously going for the Muslim vote because he's been kicked out of the Labour Party recently for supporting the Muslim anti-LGBT teaching protesters at Anderson Park and Parkfield School in Birmingham. He paid a heavy price for doing that. He's been kicked out of the Labour Party, but he does have a 30,000 majority from the last election. So the question is, was that vote for the Labour Party or was it for him personally as Roger Godsiff? Anyway, he's going for the Muslim vote. He's trying to canvass opinion outside the mosque here today. And we'll see in a few weeks' time whether he's successful in getting himself re-elected.
They should vote for me because they've got a choice. They can either choose a Member of Parliament who's represented them for 27 years, who's never afraid to speak his mind, who's always been prepared to fight on behalf of his constituents, and who's been prepared to butt the whip at times. Or they can have a party poodle. It's their choice. The candidate who was imposed upon them wasn't chosen by the 1,250 members. The candidate was imposed. He doesn't come from the area. He has no track record in the area. And yet the people of this area, and indeed the members of the Labour Party, weren't asked whether they wanted him.
You're kind of going for the Muslim vote here, understandably. But do you think you're going to lose the non-Muslim vote?
Well, this
is that enough to get you over the line?
This constituency has 46.6% Muslim voters in it. There's also a sizable Sikh community, Hindu community, as well as a sizable non-Muslim or non-Hindu, non-Sikh community. I'm campaigning in all communities because, I said again, the issue of how you introduce very young children to highly sensitive subjects is one that resonates in all communities, including the white Christian community.
He's the only MP who spoke up for us. He's now standing as an independent MP. Please vote for him in the upcoming elections on the 12th of December. He will defend your interests in Parliament and he will speak up for you.
No, when we got independent candidate, we have someone who stood in Parliament and has said Muslim parents must be respected. Which other MP has done that? We got 12 Muslim MPs, uncle. They're all silent. It's like their mouths have been sewn together. And the fact is, they look at people like me and call me extremist because I'm a young, educated man who's trying to educate my community and tell them the facts. You know, our elders are not on the internet. They don't see these little comments. Tahir Ali's video, you may have seen it yesterday. He's calling Muslims bigots. He's comparing Muslims. He's saying those Muslim parents, would you want your children to learn about LGBT relationships at age 4? No. And that's the main thing.
Well, I emailed him last year in 2018, and I asked him why his voting record had slipped. He's a career politician. His dad was an MP. He's an MP. He's been an MP for a very long time. I asked him why his voting attendance has dropped from 70% down to 30%. So the very first a set of information was 70%, and that was about 10 years ago. The last period was, I think, 30 to 35%. I've asked him several times, why does this community only deserve to be represented in 35% of the votes? He has no answer. Again, today, in person, he has no answer. By email, he has no answer.
I guess the reason for voting for him is because he's stuck by the Muslim protesters, right? He's stuck by the community and kind of paid the price for it.
Well, the Muslim protesters, what were they protesting? All right, a lot of the Muslims in this area weren't there protesting that school. We're absolutely fine with our kids being taught about diversity, right? There's a very small minority of people in this area who have that argument, and for me personally, it's disgusting, right? That argument. Why should diversity not be taught to our children, right? So, a lot of other MPs support that. Vote for anybody else apart from this man who only turns up to 35% of the votes.
Come on, number 4, Roger Godsiff. He's the man that stood up with us for our children. 500.
Brother, why should they vote for Roger Godsiff?
Roger Godsiff stood with the parents for our children's issues. He also stands for our Kashmir issue as well, where other people have just backed off and they ain't bothered. They don't really care about our community. They're not representatives of us.
What about Tahir Ali?
Tahir Ali, he's overrepresented us about 2 days ago, calling us National Front and bigots. We don't need to support somebody like Tahir Ali. He's a bigot himself. He probably doesn't even know what the word means. So that's a message for you, Tahir. You know, we're National Front, so you don't need our votes or our support. And good luck.
What did you make of Tahir Ali's comments the other day when he basically likened the Muslim parents that protested against the LGBT teaching to the BNP and the National Front?
That's a crass insult to the Muslim people. And quite frankly, they should take note of what he said and act accordingly. I regret very much indeed that the Labour Party has betrayed the people of Kashmir by changing its stance. I deplore that. I'm standing with the Kashmiri people, as I always have, and for their right to self-determination. But that's one of the issues. The other issue, of course, is how some very sensitive subjects such as sexual orientation and gender attainment are introduced to very young children. There's a lot of parents who are concerned not that their children learn about such subjects, because they're part of the 9 protected characteristics of the Equality Act, which people support. What they're concerned about is they should be taught at an age-appropriate time. Many parents feel they should be entitled to have some say over how these very sensitive issues are taught to their children. And most of the schools, all bar two, in fact, in Birmingham, have been very sensible about the way they've taught the Equality Act. They've had seminars, they've had working groups, they've taken parents into their confidence. But unfortunately, in two schools in Birmingham, the attitude of the head teachers and deputy heads seems to be, we're doing it our way, and parents have no say in the matter.
We're behind Roger. I just feel the way he's been treated by the party for having an opinion and trying to mediate between parents and the school has been all the good service he's done to the community, and the people are behind him. I just think it's a wrong decision the way Labour treated him.
He's been standing for this constituency for a very long time. You know, we've got full faith in him. You know, me, not just my generation, my previous generations have been, you know, voting for Roger Godsiff as well, and we'll be definitely taking on the lead as well. Yeah.
And do you admire the way he stood up for the Muslim community recently?
100% maximum respect to this guy. There's like Shakil mentioned, there's so many Muslim MPs out here that have literally just threw us under the bus, kind of thing, and Roger's the only guy that's standing up for us, you know, and we totally respect him for that, and God bless him.